USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli medical officials said Friday that a stampede broke out during a Jewish religious festival in the country's northern region, killing at least 44 and injuring around 150 people. The tragedy, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, occurred at Mount Meron. The event attracts tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. U.S. health regulators pledged again Thursday to try to ban menthol cigarettes. The Food and Drug Administration has attempted several times to get rid of menthol, but faced pushback from big tobacco, members of Congress, and Americans wanting freedom of choice. The lawsuit filed by anti-smoking and medical groups last summer is to force the FDA to finally make a decision. SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in Florida on Wednesday, putting another 60 Internet satellites into orbit. Over 1,500 Starlink satellites have been deployed by SpaceX, each weighing 550 pounds. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Former President Trump says a 2024 presidential run is a probability at this time. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Well, 100% I'm thinking about running.
Former President Trump saying he's mulling a 2024 run for the White House. The former president continues.
We will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice, and the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president, and I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also telling Fox Business he's considering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate.
The 45th president is urging Americans to keep an eye on the 2020 election forensic audit going on now in Maricopa County, Arizona. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On February 24th of this year, Lady Gaga's dog walker was critically injured as her French bulldogs were stolen in a violent Hollywood, California robbery. A handful of people have been arrested. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
And the abduction of her French bulldogs. Police arrested James Jackson, Jalen White, and Lafayette Whaley of the crime, charging them each with one count of attempted murder. Also, conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others face one count each of accessory to attempted murder. Harold White, who is Jalen White's father, and Jennifer McBride. Among those arrested was the woman who said she found the dogs and returned them for the $500,000 reward from Lady Gaga. The singer's friend, Ryan Fisher, was walking her dogs when they were stolen, and Fisher was seriously injured and in the hospital. Police said four of the suspects are gang members.
The LAPD is reporting that the suspects did not know they were Lady Gaga's dogs when stolen and only noticed the value of the breed. Americans are being advised to avoid travel to India amid a surge of new COVID-19 cases that has devastated the country's healthcare system. State Department officials on Wednesday said Americans should not travel to India or to leave as soon as it is safe to do so, citing reports of U.S. citizens being denied care from the overwhelmed hospitals in that country. U.S. citizens wishing to depart should use available commercial options now, the State Department said on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.